The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 325. I hope all is well with you, and I'd like to thank you for checking out this episode of the PVD Cast. In a few short days, ladies and gentlemen, the showcase of the immortals will happen. Of course, I'm talking about WrestleMania. Saturday and Sunday night in Dallas, the WWE is going to present its biggest pay-per-view event of the year. I don't know what the new fancy term is. What is it? Live interactive television product or whatever. I don't know. It's still pay-per-view in my eyes, even though that's not a thing anymore. But nonetheless, the WWE will present its biggest event of the year, WrestleMania, and you know what that means. I had to pick up the phone, I had to give a ring to the pro wrestling pundits, and have Ringside Rand and DJ Joey Blaze join me to analyze, dissect, talk about, discuss, whatever words you want to use. Basically, we're going to break everything down as it stands right now for the big weekend of WrestleMania. And I say that because I know that there's still a few things coming together. We recorded this on Tuesday night. I believe there's a SmackDown that is happening Friday. So there might be some additions or changes or whatnot to the show. But as of the recording, we're going to talk about what we know. And, as many of you longtime listeners know, when it comes to the pro wrestling pundits and yours truly breaking down a WWE event, sometimes goes a little bit long, so I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to talk about my great sponsor, and then I will throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of that break, you'll hear our conversation. And when I'm talking about great sponsors, I'm talking about, of course, World's Greatest Comics. You hear me talk about the store every single episode, and if you haven't checked it out and you live in Central Ohio, shame on you. It's a great comic book store that has everything you need. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, toys, collectibles, posters, you name it, they got it. So, you want to stop on over? The store is located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But if you're maybe a listener outside of the Ohio area or outside of the Central Ohio area, I should say, you can still check out the store. They have a great website. It is wgcomics.com, and they're even pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for at wgcomics. All right, with that being said, as I previously mentioned, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. On the other side of that break, you're going to hear DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Rand, the pro wrestling pundits, and yours truly talk about WrestleMania. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting down this evening with the pro wrestling pundits. DJ Joey Blaze, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking today.
Okay. Ringside Rand, how are you?
I am on the doorstep of my first vacation in 3.5 years.
Really? Where are you going?
Monday morning, we're flying to Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. All right.
I got a wedding. My lovely and talented niece is getting married. I will have 4 nephews, 3 of which are named Andrew.
Your side of the family is very creative when it comes to naming kids.
Some of each.
Okay, some of each. All right.
So Monday, then, that night, you should go to Clearwater
at Hogan's Hangout, they do karaoke every night, and Jimmy Hart hosts it, and Hogan shows up.
Yeah.
Every Monday night.
You could talk the wife into doing that.
Yeah. You've met her, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, anyways.
There's a wet blanket to be had.
All right, well, let's get down to brass tacks. Let's talk about WrestleMania happening this Saturday and Sunday. As I mentioned in the intro, we are recording this on Tuesday. There is going to be, obviously, a SmackDown show happening Friday night that is loosely tied into WrestleMania.
Featuring Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
That's right, featuring that and a few other miscellaneous matches as well. But we'll kind of talk about that next week when we do the review episode. So let's go ahead and kick things off, guys, with the question, are you excited for WrestleMania this year?
Less than average.
Really?
And I'm not, I think maybe the reason is, instead of having two world championship matches, we've got one.
But we've been clamoring for it for years that we need one world championship. So I'm divided by that statement that you feel like there should be two world title matches.
Why are they world championships? Why not call one Monday Night Raw championship and the other SmackDown championship?
Well, that's true.
Better put a dollar in the jar for that one.
Okay. Yeah, that's logic. So,
yeah. So as far as how myself?
Yes.
I would say I'm more intrigued than I was right after the Rumble. Right after the Rumble, I was like, Jesus, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want to watch it. Now I got a toy show Saturday morning we're doing, and I'm trying to make sure that we're back in time to watch it. There's some little things that interest me. We'll talk as we talk about the matches. Am I like absolutely ridiculously fired up like the days where I would play wrestling theme songs all day long, getting pumped for it? No, but it's Mania when it comes down to it. And I'm intrigued from a few different aspects of the night. So,
go ahead, Brent.
Could it be, and this may sound like an oxymoron or contradiction, is it too big that they have too many matches and they're good matches, but not special matches?
Well, I would definitely say they don't have... I mean, WrestleMania used to be all special matches, but I think, you know, them attempting to fill that stadium twice with all those people, that's something that's very egotistical on Vince's part.
Yeah.
I think he can do it.
Yeah.
And he probably will for the most part, right? Let's not kid ourselves. But I think most of them can be considered special matches because I think it's kind of a reset, too. I'm hoping it's a little bit of a reset. And that's why it looks special to me.
I'm in the same boat as you, Joey. Right after the Royal Rumble, I was like, I don't know. In fact, it wasn't until probably about 3 weeks ago where I started to actually get excited for it, to be honest with you. I was kind of like, yeah, they're putting together a couple matches. Yeah, I want to see the unification match. But I was kind of meh. But I'm actually very much intrigued as well as things have come together over the last few weeks. And so I'm looking forward to it. And plus, too, I'll be honest, usually WrestleMania means I have a friend that travels from Pittsburgh. We would hang out over the weekend, catch up, you know, since we don't see each other very often, watch Mania. You know, he hasn't been out for the last couple of years. I didn't think he was coming out this year, to be honest with you, when I spoke to him in January. But he's confirmed he's coming out, and I'm looking forward to that. So that, I guess it gives me a little extra boost to looking forward to WrestleMania.
I would probably want to do anything I could to leave that God forbidden city of Schittsburg anyways.
So oh, hey now.
That's probably a bonus for him.
Okay. Anyways.
I'm still pretty salty about the Immaculate Reception.
That only took place 40 some odd years ago.
You're talking to the king of trivia.
You're talking to a Raiders fan who knew we got screwed by that and the Tuck Rule.
Yeah, I give you the Tuck Rule for sure.
And with Rand, yeah. He was probably in the locker room. He just hasn't brought that up yet.
Yeah, well... That'll slip out sometime soon. Anyways. All right. Well,
that's
let's
the
start.
Only thing it slips out.
No.
Would you stop, Heenan?
All right.
Now cut that out.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's start off by talking about the matches for Saturday, obviously. Let's start off with the SmackDown Women's title. Ronda Rousey's taking on Charlotte Flair. Let's talk about the match. Let's get some predictions. And let's start off with you, DJ Joey Blaze. What do you think?
For the build-up for this, there's been some deep digs. Like, borderline shoot stuff that they've just been really... The way they delivered, they're just like... You know, so I'm actually intrigued by the match, this match for several things, for several reasons. Obviously, I think Ronda's going to win. I will put that down. Just because. This with the build and the things they're saying back and forth. What's nice now is you have Rousey. They're telling her story. She's not really working. She worked with that one thing with Sonya Deville or whatever.
Blah, blah, blah. Right, right.
So hopefully she's getting reps in for it. But I think it could. I think that might be one. Whatever night it's on has a possibility of being match of the night if produced right.
They've gotten pretty personal. It's been a good buildup.
I mean, she's talking about her kid.
Can I interject for a minute? Like, but this is also Charlotte Flair was involved in the pretty kind of heated shoot with Becky Lynch. Do you think Flair's the reason? Like, she's the one going to creative and going, yeah, like, let us mix in the reality to it. Do you think that, or you? I mean, because it can't be somebody in creative, because that just—it's so old school that would never work.
I would have to put a lot of that on Charlotte.
Yeah,
with a little bit of maybe Dad in here with sure. about some stuff too.
Absolutely,
or Andrade.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you know, they're together again. Oh yeah. Oh, she puts up the cutest IG post about she can't live without Andrade. Oh. But anyway.
I don't know when I've seen him last wrestle, because God knows with AEW where some people just vanish to for a while. But that's another story for another Cage. Time. Yeah. Anywho.
So I would put that on Charlotte. But you know what? I wouldn't put anything past Ronda. I think Ronda, I mean, look at who she was mentored by at the early stages was Roddy Piper.
Right.
So she had ties to Roddy. She's tight with Natalya.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's smart to a lot of stuff. So I think a lot of it's Charlotte, but I think, you know, it's a little bit of Ronda too. I think she gets it.
Rand, are you selecting Ronda or Charlotte for the
victory? I'm going with the Rowdy one.
I agree with you two gentlemen. I say that Ronda Rousey wins as well. I just feel like they've made a big deal of her. They brought her in. They've given her the contract. They got to do something with her that's big. I think too that this might be something that we see for a while. She beats Flair, and then they still continue to go for a few more shows, maybe even into SummerSlam, excuse me, and feuding. And I think that would be a wonderful feud to have on the women's side of the coin.
Is this a submission match?
I've never been coined that,
but I know that
I thought
Charlotte's been working on a submission for it.
Oh, okay. Well, and then here's my other question that I have about this is that as of right now, tentatively scheduled, we have both women's title matches on Saturday. And yet on Sunday, we both have, and for lack of a better term, we both have the celebrity match, the one-on-one celebrity match, right? So my question is why do they not move one of these women's titles to Sunday and move one of the other
Look
ones
at all
up?
The tag matches on the first night.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of tag. I never even noticed that. You're absolutely correct as I look at my notes.
Yeah, the booking of it's very strange for each night.
Yeah.
Subject to change,
of course. And they have changed some things, because if I remember correctly, Edge and AJ was slated for Saturday, and they've moved it to Sunday, I believe.
Yep, or my favorite wrestler, TBA. he could also be on the show.
TBA, correct.
Right.
All right, let's talk about the Raw Women's Championship is on the line. Becky Lynch is going to take on Bianca Belair. Rand, what do you think about this match, and who do you feel might walk out the victor?
I think it's going to be Bianca. I think the fact that she did some damage to Becky Lynch's hair, I think that was an interesting twist, the way that they've been using Bianca's hair and Becky Lynch's hair.
So I think big time Bex will retain. First of all, I'm over this feud. I think it's been drawn out too long. I think they're waiting for Becky to drop the title to Asuka.
Why do you think that?
Because of the way that Becky kind of gave it up to Asuka when she left.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to prove that point. So when Asuka's ready, I almost feel like maybe Becky wins, Bianca starts getting beat down, and Asuka might make the save and she's next.
Okay.
Or she shows up. She's one of the surprises for Monday's Raw.
Oh, okay.
So,
both of those good ideas. Sorry to interject, but both of those very good
series. I'm saying Becky retains.
Okay.
Just for that simple fact.
I'm also going with Bianca Belair because I think I agree with you, Rand. I think that the build that they have done with the hair and everything that they've done with the promos and everything. And I feel like maybe they might have realized that they may have messed up the last time Bianca was the champ and, you know, had that very short match with Becky Lynch. Maybe this will be a way to make amends for that. So I go with Bianca Belair.
All right.
I think this next one that's on my list. Oh, go ahead, Rand.
We keep track of who's right and who's wrong. Do we ever win anything for being right?
No.
So it's kind of in the box.
So it's kind of like marriage. Oh. You can be right.
Yeah.
And not receive any goods.
Is that how it goes for yours? Or
well. Maybe we'll do.
I thought he was going to be a lifetime bachelor. So I.
Well, there you go.
It's true.
There you go. According to some people, same here. But anyways, I think this next match is a little bit. I think this one's a little bit tricky. SmackDown Tag Team Titles. And I'll give my theory first. Boogs and Nakamura versus the Usos. I feel like whatever happens in this match might tip the hand of what happens the next night with Roman Reigns. Because I could see all of the Bloodline losing their gold and have to work a storyline where they have to build themselves back up to the top of the mountain. If they go that route, I feel like whoever wins that kind of tips things off as to what might happen the following night. I'm going Boogs and Nakamura win. I think that they've got the crowd behind them. They got, Joey's staring at me like I'm completely insane.
I'm just giving you my undivided attention.
Well, I'm going Boogs and Nakamura.
First of all, you're not saying his name right.
I'm sorry.
Because it's Rick Boogs. You got to really get into it. Hopefully that just shattered somebody's eardrum. But anyway, I'm going with the Usos. Boogs turns on Nakamura.
Ooh.
In an interesting turn of events because of, he's just been with him. He's cut his hair. He's working more to his wrestling gimmick. He's got the whole your boy from Queen look going on.
Freddie Mercury
mustache, right? He's got that caterpillar just chilling up on his lip. So I think a heel turn for Boogs would be pretty awesome at this point. And doing a Mania, it's a good idea. It's a good way to bring a Mania moment into it. So the Usos win.
I think the Usos keep it.
I'm the only one that has any faith in Shinsuke and Rick. Boogs! Anyways.
Why do you say that, Rand?
I got no idea. Okay. I just think
Joey makes a very convincing point. That's what you should say.
Joey makes a very convincing point.
And that's why he's a broadcast journalist, everybody. Like he's paid the big bucks.
But you agree with me. If they're going to go with the storyline where the Bloodline loses everything and has to start all over again, it's clearly evident.
Well, I could see that, but I don't see them losing to those two. I could see it almost pisses off Roman if he loses and they still keep the titles, right?
Oh, that's a good idea.
So I see them maybe losing to more of a traditional tag team.
Okay.
If they lose.
Well, speaking of a traditional tag team, you don't get more traditional than father and son. The Mysterios taking on Logan Paul and The Miz.
Does The Miz ever win these things?
It's a good question. I don't know.
He's highly entertaining. He's the backbone of the company. He works forever.
True.
He's always got a good storyline. He's incredible. He's entertaining as all get out, but he doesn't need to win. He's that good. So with that going, I'm going with the Mysterios.
Rand, I actually disagree with you. I'm putting Miz and Logan Paul as the winner. I could see somehow maybe, again, you mentioned it's WrestleMania, you're bringing back all the stars. Maybe Maryse makes an appearance at ringside, distracts maybe Dominic. And then skull-crushing finale, 1, 2, 3, while Logan Paul and Ray are off kind of fighting somewhere around ringside or whatnot. And that's how The Miz gets the victory. But the question would be, would Logan Paul, is he going to stick around? Because obviously, if you're putting the heels over, you feel like there's still some more, you know, possible matches coming out of this.
Like maybe just like a one-on-one or something, Logan
right.
versus Ray.
Right, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
So My whole theory with Boogs and Nakamura could kind of be something you could tie into this match, too. Because they teased it on SmackDown, then they moved into Raw, where Dominik and Rey were going to split.
Right.
And I think it's about that time, personally, that there's some sort of split between them and let Dominik become his own wrestler.
Okay.
I think that could be a possibility, but I'm not leaning towards that because I feel more with a turn in the Boogs Nakamura, and they wouldn't do two at the same time. So, but I'm going to put Logan Paul and Miz as the winners with maybe, not exactly sure what the next pay-per-view is, but have a two pay-per-view deal and have Logan Paul versus Rey mm-hmm. in a singles match.
All right. How about Drew McIntyre taking on Happy Corbin?
I don't think you could have put that intro to any better. You started to yawn before you actually got that out of your mouth. I don't know if anybody noticed, but that's...
Because, look, you talk about special matches. All right, we've talked about it. We mentioned it. This is not a special match. This is a Monday Night Raw 9:05 to 9:10 match.
This is a WWE in their mind book special match because it's been going on for months. This is the payoff match. He finally gets to wrestle Happy. He's wrestled
Madcap.
Madcap douchebag. He's already done all that. So this is the brush off, right? So this to them it's special because they've told that story. To us, the story's been really bad.
Yeah.
It's been totally, really, really bad.
Absolutely.
So WWE's definition is special. Yeah. I mean,
okay. I didn't get the memo on that.
But think about the special matches we've seen that really haven't been special matches at Manias over the years.
That's true.
They've thought of it special. They built it like things that we're programmed that we love retro as far as WrestleMania is like, man, Bundy Hogan was built special. He broke his rib, but that was kind of a crappy match in my opinion. But that's me, right?
Sure.
So I think so in their eyes, it's a old school WWE book special match. And they're you know, Happy Corbin, he's been undefeated since he won the jackpot, but he's going to lose to Drew because it does make zero sense for Drew McIntyre to lose to the former Kansas City Chief, Baron Corbin, Happy Corbin, whatever his name is.
Bran, what say you?
I think Drew wins decisively.
I would almost say that it's not record time, but I would say it's going to be a quick match. I agree with you decisively.
The other two, Corbin and Madcap, argue among themselves, start a feud, and Drew goes on to greener pastures, like maybe a title shot.
I agree with both of you. I think Drew McIntyre, and again, Joey, I agree with you. It's idiot proof. Like, why would Corbin win? There's no reason. If this is indeed the blow off match, then you have to put Drew McIntyre over.
So last week on their Wednesday morning show, Drew was on there, and it was almost like he was foreshadowing that he's going to have the next title shot.
Okay. In
different ways of saying it. So,
all right. Another match that I feel lacks any type of luster is another tag team match. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods taking on Sheamus and Ridge Holland.
And who's in their corner?
Oh, man.
Butch,
thank you. Couldn't remember the stupid one name that he had, so... That's why I blanked.
We haven't had a chance to even talk about that since it happened.
Let's go ahead. Let's talk about Butch.
How do you take Pete Dunne, which is one of the best technical wrestlers and best... I've loved his gimmick. He's a small guy. We know how my feelings on smaller guys. But I love his gimmick, his character build. But you don't make him Butch, man. Come on. That's terrible. They let Ridge Holland still be Ridge Holland. He could have still been Pete Dunne, but been with them. But Butch, yeah, shove that up your ass, WWE. That's just ridiculous. But I have a feeling that he'll have some sort of something in the outcome. I think they were this was probably going to be a six-man at one point, but then Big E got hurt.
Right, right.
And I think that's probably what the plan was for that. So Ridge and Sheamus winning with Butch.
Does this even make the show, or does this make the pre-show?
Oh, I think it's going to be on the show.
Yeah, the pre-show starts after SmackDown. Doesn't it just go until all night long?
I think it does. I think. Yeah. Well, wait, no, I'm sorry. This just in. It's starting now.
Okay.
Pre-show. So, it'll pre-show, you know, NXT, you know.
The pre-pre-show.
The pre-pre-show. the NXT pre-show before the WrestleMania pre-show before the SmackDown pre-show.
Yeah, because NXT is at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes, it is. Yeah. That's a lot of wrestling.
And the Hall of Fame's Friday night after SmackDown.
Yeah.
I just want to see the security guard when they see Mr. Steiner and they're allowed to let him in this year.
Yeah. Joey, I agree with you. Sheamus and Ridge Holland, I felt, are going to be the winners. And I also agree with you. I had down interference. Again, question mark, because I forgot Pete Dunne's name. But yeah, I totally agree.
Now, I have interest in a Pete Dunne Kofi Kingston match.
That would be a cool match.
Right? Yeah. I think that would be neat. I just don't have interest in this tag match. I have zero interest in Ridge Holland.
I do too. Ridge Holland, I'm like, I don't care about him at all.
No.
I didn't like him in NXT. I don't like him here.
I could count on my hand guys that they let go that'd be way more interesting than Ridge Holland.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Rand?
I think there's a lot more than just one handful of guys they've let loose.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Rand, what?
I'm going the other way. I'm going with Kofi and Xavier.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because
of the injury to Big E? That they would avenge that injury, so to speak, quote unquote?
Yeah.
Okay.
I find the other team boring.
You don't get that type of expert opinion anywhere else.
Well, this might be an opening show, and you want the crowd in a good mood. So you put Xavier and Kofi over. The crowd gets excited. They're in a good mood.
Well, I don't know what they're going to start off with, but it has come out what they're going to end Saturday with, and that is the special episode of the KO Show, featuring, of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
Well, goddamn, kid! I do a terrible Austin.
I think the opening for Raw, where KO comes out dressed as Austin, was one of the best promos I've seen in a long time.
That wasn't bad. Yeah. I liked that one.
The music came on later in the middle of it, and you thought Austin was coming out, and he jerked you around again, I thought that was
well done. That was an MJF move, is what that was.
Yeah.
So real quick,
okay.
We're going way off tangent.
Sure.
So you're doing your Stone Cold impersonation. Jake the Snake Roberts does a great Terry Funk impersonation.
Oh, that's a hard one to do.
You know how he talks, like...
Yeah.
But he nails it, dude. He nails it. On the last week's podcast, he talked about a fight. He was driving, and Terry Funk was in the passenger seat, and I forget the jobber that was in the back seat. And the jobber was a former football player. I can't think of the name. And he hits Funk with this helmet. Now, Jake, I need you to hold my watch here for a second. I'm going to go in the back seat, and I'm going to kick his ass. And Jake said as soon as that happened, he jumped in the back seat, kicked his ass. All right, Jake, can I have my watch back? Thank you. He puts his watch on, act like nothing else happened. Jake said it was some of the craziest fucking shit that he's ever seen.
While they were driving.
While he's driving. And they're drinking. I mean, you can't forget they stopped for beers. It was a large car. Sorry.
Wait, what podcast is this again?
DDP Snake Pit. Okay. This is last week's episode where they were talking about the Rhodes family.
Okay.
So they were talking about, you know...
Dustin's
that time
a
frame.
Sucking dog.
They were talking about the time frame, and I think it was last week's, and they'd say, and you know there, Jake, could you hold my watch? Dude, Jake had it down perfectly. It was one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
Nice.
I love Terry Funk. Sorry, but anyways, it goes back to your Stone Cold Steve Austin. What's our predictions for this? I mean, I don't understand how it's being
plus or minus 5 stunners.
I'm going this way. I have a feeling that there's going to be an altercation between the two, obviously, but I think that ends up being a match on Sunday. Like, I could see those two doing something, having a tussle, all right, and somehow, some way, Adam Pearce comes out. Yeah, you two want to fight tomorrow right here, Dallas, Texas. You two have the opening match on the show or, you know, whatever. And, you know, they go 4 or 5 minutes the following day with Stone Cold winning.
I would love to see that. I know Kevin Owens would love to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would do it. But any way we slice all this, I'm sure we all agree that Owens eats a few stunners.
Oh, of course.
and Austin's just going to look awesome.
And he's probably going to dump a bunch of beer on you, too.
Yeah.
All right, before we move on to Sunday's show, gentlemen, I got to interrupt our conversation because I got to talk about my great sponsor, World's Greatest Comics. World's Greatest Comics is the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, comic book supplies, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. Joey, they even have some sweet retro toys in the front case.
Oh, that's a new addition.
That is a new addition. Oh. So trust me, you need to stop by the store if you can. It is located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But if you can't stop by the store, you can find them online. WGComics.com is their website. And you can even find them on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics.
So speaking of Facebook, I'm in a Facebook group called Columbus, Ohio Toy Enthusiasts.
Okay.
Nothing to do with adult toys, by the way. And there's been a buzz about your sponsor on there, World's Greatest Comics, about their selection of Marvel Legends.
Yeah, they have some cool retro Star Wars figures in the front case.
Okay, that has nothing to do with what I just said.
I know.
But it said the vast, that word was used, vast.
Vast, okay.
Selection of, because there's a lot of Marvel Legends nerds in this group. And they were very excited, and I know that group drove some business into there. So
nice. Well, definitely give your support, your patronage to World's Greatest Comics, because Jeff and all the fine folks have been great.
We want you to be World's Greatest Comics emotional jockstrap. Right?
Is that support? Okay. Yeah.
That's what Jockstrap does, right?
Are you referring to Jock Sampson?
You referred to me as a sexier version of Jock Sampson, which... I mean, that's known. That's been well known. I'm way sexier than Jock Sampson. I'm the original BBM model in this city. Big, beautiful man. And if he ever has a problem with that, he wants to come on here and argue it, I welcome him.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to WrestleMania Sunday, April 3rd. And you know what, guys? Let's just start with the main event because that's how I wrote them down. Title unification match, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Ran, what are your thoughts on this match?
I think it is one of the best feuds built up for a long time. This has been going on for 4 or 5 months. A lot of it has to pivot on Paul Heyman.
Yeah, well, and I mean, even, you know, what WrestleMania, which one was it where Lesnar took on Reigns? It was a while ago, about 3 or 4 years ago.
I'm terrible with numbers.
I am too, but, I mean, so it goes back a long way. There's some history here. I agree with you, Rand. This has been the best booked feud, I think, in wrestling right now.
And we're seeing actual personality out of Brock Lesnar.
Absolutely.
Oh, Cowboy Brock is awesome. But we saw personality, if you remember, when he was doing the Brock party and he had the boombox like that. It was hilarious, right? Yeah. We knew he had it in him.
That was years ago, and they were using Heyman instead. Yeah, this is the guy who won King of the Ring here in Columbus, Ohio, 18, 20 years ago.
Yeah, 2002.
I was right behind the broadcast booth that night.
Yes, yeah. I remember that. So who do you think goes over? Rand, is it time for Brock?
Part of me says Roman, but I'm actually putting down Brock Lesnar.
I agree. I think there needs to be a change, and I think if you're going to unify the belts, I think that it makes sense to put it on Lesnar. So I think Lesnar wins. I think it's going to be probably I think this is going to be the best match of the night. Best match of the weekend, probably, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be hard-hitting. I think it's going to be very physical. I think the crowd's going to be very into it. I think it's I'm really looking forward to this match.
I think something's going to happen, and Lesnar's not going to be allowed to wrestle, and Goldberg's going to take his spot. I'm just kidding. That would be absolutely horrible. That would be the worst thing ever for that to happen. But I think seeing that my man's going into the Hall of Fame this weekend, it's going to be time. It's going to be Brock Lesnar time. I agree with you guys, Brock Lesnar. And I agree with everything you said. It's going to be hard hitting. There's going to be blood. There's going to be spots that make you cringe. They're going to be, oh, ouch. Ooh, did they do that? It's going to be, you're going to see some stuff. Because I have a feeling with Lesnar's personality, I think he's really trying to enjoy this run.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows his time's almost up. He's not a spring chicken, right?
No.
And I think we're going to see some good stuff from both. I think we're going to see probably Lesnar's longest match since he's came back. And I'm talking about when he came back and took Cena to Suplex City.
Right, right.
I think we're going to see about a 12-minute match of nothing, but you're going to see the Usos try and interfere. Heyman's going to – you're going to see false finishes. And I think it could be match of the weekend.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you mentioned...
And I can't believe we're saying that with Lesnar's name attached to it.
Right, no.
But because of the way they've been building this feud for so long, I just think the payoff for it...
And they gel together. You know what I mean? Like, Roman Reigns gels very well with Lesnar. It works in the ring. To me, I think that... I also am very much interested that... So they put the belts together, which we've been clamoring for a while. I know I said that earlier on. But we've wanted that. Hopefully they do that with the tag belts and the women's belts too. But I digress on that. But the fact that Lesnar could take on McIntyre next with this new, you know, personality that Lesnar has, I'm curious to see how that plays out, if indeed that would be the road that they go.
Would it be their first meeting since the Royal Rumble where McIntyre threw Lesnar out?
No, they fought it.
WrestleMania 2020, right?
Yeah. Here's just a random thing to throw out. Who was Reigns supposed to originally wrestle at Mania?
The Rock?
What were we hearing? Right. That's what we kept hearing.
Yeah.
Does he play a part in this match?
Ooh.
Does he come out and Reigns thinks he's going to help him, but he does his thing. Rock Bottom does his little head bobble. Boom. And then Lesnar picks him up, F5. And then that might lead to, so they can tell a story going to SummerSlam.
Or next year's WrestleMania.
Exactly, because they've done that too, where they built
supposedly
The Rock.
That's next year's.
Yeah.
So I think that might be something you see too, because, I mean, you're in the spotlight now. It's Sunday night. You know, it's the main event.
Yeah.
We've already did Austin night one.
Right. Yeah. No, that is a really good theory. I can get behind that. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to the Raw.
Not to be confused with Austin Theory.
Yeah. I wasn't confused.
Hey, you know, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Well, let's talk about, let's jump ahead. Forget the Raw Tag Team title match. We'll come back to it. Let's talk about Austin Theory versus Pat McAfee. Joey, what are your thoughts on this match?
I don't think Austin Theory is anywhere near Adam Cole.
Right.
As far as being a technician,
mm-hmm.
because that Pat McAfee, Adam Cole match in NXT blew me away.
Yes, agreed.
And I remember we went on here and talked about it. So I think McAfee is going to have a lot more on his shoulders. But with that said, he's been traveling with SmackDown. So we don't know, has he been working out in the ring? What's he been doing, this, that, and the other? So he's probably more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be, you're going to see some interesting stuff. I think Pat McAfee wins, and I think you're going to see some interesting things. But I think his win is going to do something with Theory, and you're going to see Theory push throughout the year.
Okay.
So he'll still get the rub from losing, right? He'll still get over from losing, but I think it's going to help both of them.
Austin Theory's been pushed pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to continue.
You said not to be confused with Austin Theory. Now, that was Adam Cole, not to be confused with Michael Cole.
Right.
Okay.
And Adam Cole, not to be confused with Adam Page. Is that a name?
Right. And Adam Page, not to be confused with Diamond Dallas Page.
Or Page.
Or Diamond Dallas Page, not to be confused with Bo Dallas.
Oh.
Bo Dallas, not to be confused with Bo James, the King of Kingsport.
Oh.
Okay. I pulled that one out of my ass on that one.
In some ways, I look at Austin Theory as being the spiritual child of either Fandango with his selfie stick, or the narcissist Lex Luger, the way he takes pictures of himself and loves to look at himself.
But you're not thinking of Fandango.
You're thinking of Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze.
Prince Pretty.
Not to be confused with, and I did.
Well, so who do you think wins, Grant? What's your
prediction? The man with 11 NFL tackles, Pat McAfee.
Is that how many he has as a punter?
Yeah.
That's a great stat.
That's got to be a big number too, because you, as a kicker, you're not tackling too many people.
Well, maybe if you punt poorly and they run back a long way, you get to be involved.
What national championship was he on the sidelines? It wasn't this past season. I think it was the year before. He was on one sideline, and the guy that was the former quarterback.
Herb Street?
No.
Tebow?
He's really annoying. He's got on all the morning shows.
Tony Romo?
I think he played for Detroit. Take him to Detroit.
Matt Stafford?
No. Anyway.
Okay.
Dude, McAfee was a friggin' nut, dude. It was hilarious. Like, I'm a McAfee mark. Like, I wish I took time to listen to his podcast.
I will agree. He is fantastic on commentary.
Oh, I love him on Friday nights. He's excitement.
He is. He just brings an enthusiasm to it. But when we're talking about this match, I have Austin Theory going over because this is my wild prediction. I have a feeling this match goes 2 or 3 minutes and then somebody makes their debut. Veer! And he just lays waste to Pat McAfee.
I don't think he will because they announced last night on Raw that Veer makes his debut finally on Raw next Monday.
Oh, did they? I missed that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's an announcement.
And they poked fun of it that, oh, he's finally coming, you know, so.
Oh, man. Know, so. Well,
he worked a dark match.
Yeah, he's been working dark matches. Yeah. And he was on TV for way before that, too, with that little triad of terror they had. So. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I'm still picking Austin Theory. I still think Veer gets involved. I don't care. I'm sticking with my prediction. All right, let's go to the Raw Tag Team title match. The Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus RK-Bro. I got to be honest. Of all these matches, this was the hardest one for me to kind of try to figure out. I feel like Alpha Academy has had their run. They're not putting the belts back on them. I think the Street Profits, the bloom is off the rose with them. And I think RK-Bro is the winner and retains. Joey, you disagree wholeheartedly with me.
So I think it's time for a Street Profits heel turn. Heel turnstile, if you will. They've been doing their little thing for way, way, way too long. Boy, would I like to see a Street Profits as heels. I think that would be interesting, right? I think that'd be good TV.
Okay, yeah.
A little bit more thuggish to them, a little bit more, because I think what you're eventually going to see is they're going to break them apart, and Montez is going to be the breakout star.
Right, just, sure, right.
He's, no offense to Dawkins, but he's the Michaels of the group, right?
Right, yeah.
So, I think they win the tag titles. I think this is a slow build now for taking Riddle and Randy. They moved Riddle versus Randy at Mania, which was supposed to be the to Riddle versus Randy at SummerSlam.
I think if they do that, Riddle becomes the heel.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can see the Street Profits going heel this time and splitting apart, but Riddle...
I don't see Riddle and Randy breaking apart at Mania. I see this something slow. Yeah, a slow build.
Probably. Okay.
But I say the Street Profits win, and they turn heel.
Okay. Rand, you're going with the Street Profits as well?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, gents, there's a women's tag team title match on WrestleMania.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, we do have to go to the restroom sometime.
So let's take a dartboard, guys, okay? And we want to put pictures of all the women we have left that don't have matches at Mania. Let's throw darts at them and put those teams together. How's it sound? Ready, break.
Yeah.
Spare parts out of
his Yeah.
The only one that makes sense, and I think it's a cool tag team, and I think they should keep it going, is Liv and Rhea. I think they look good together when they wear the leather and stuff like that. God, I love how Rhea pins. Oh, my Lord. Sorry. But I like that. I think that's the only ones of the four that make sense. As far as tag teams, the tag champs don't make sense. Natalia.
No, they haven't since day one. I'm like, Carmella and Queen Vega have nothing in common. I have not been a fan at all.
I don't understand the team of Naomi and Sasha Banks.
I don't either.
No,
I don't either.
Thrown together.
Spare parts.
But I like Shayna and Natalia. I think that works. They're both submission specialists and the Queen of Spades, the Queen of Hearts. I like it. I mean, it's better than it was Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
Which didn't make sense either.
No.
I think Natalia is the best worker in the group of this match, and she will be the majority of the match, but I don't see them winning. I
Liv and Rhea, I think, take the tag titles.
Rand, do you agree with Liv?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going Shayna and Natalya win the tag
titles. I just think they can promote them as a legit team because her and ASH didn't make sense, right?
No.
Not at all. But I think Liv has a look that can complement her and Rhea, and I think they can... And that way they have a way of giving, putting some gold on Liv because she's worked her ass off the last year or so.
Okay.
So... where's Bayley going to figure into all this women's stuff going on Mania weekend? Is she just going to show up on the SmackDown after Mania? She's got to be back soon.
I don't know. That's a very good question. And here's another thing that I was going to bring up because they kind of hyped it a little bit on this Raw. Bobby Lashley and Omos.
That's a Mania match.
Is that a Mania match that has been signed?
Yes.
Okay. Is it on Saturday or Sunday?
I haven't heard the night.
Okay. But that is definitely going to be happening then.
Yes.
That's good because I was like, if they don't do something with
this. That's why they brought Lashley back so fast.
Okay. Which I'm intrigued by that, to be honest with you, because you wonder who's going to be the person to best or give.
But what happened last night to the dude from the Viking Raiders? Is that a legit injury?
I don't know.
Because that was really, really weird. I haven't read anything today.
The only thing I read in regards to it, somebody was reviewing the match. And they said they didn't know if it was legit or not.
He just kept holding his ear.
Yeah.
It looked like he's holding the side of his head, so I don't know.
Yeah. With that, let's go to the Anything Goes match. Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville. Okay, look, hasn't the junket already ended for Jackass 4? I mean, it's been out now for like, what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks now? Why?
It's running on Paramount Plus now. You can rent it on there.
Oh, can you now? Okay, I did not know that. So that's why he's...
So they're pushing that on there, the pay-per-view part of it, I think.
Okay.
So I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised by this match.
Okay.
Because, first of all, you have all the Jackass guys are going to be involved. I think all of them. I think Steve-O is going to be there. You're going to see a lot of them guys get involved. So you're going to see some stupid stunts. It's going to be a comedy match.
Okay.
But anything goes. I think we're going to see some wild shit. I hope we see some wild shit because that's what's going to save it from being a normal celebrity match, right?
Yes.
But here's another thing. Sami Zayn could take a broom into that ring and he could work a match with a broom. In my opinion of Sami Zayn, I think Sami Zayn is a great performer, great sports entertainer and pro wrestler at the same time, if you will. So I think this is going to be a match and we come back and we give the reviews that we're going to be somewhere between 3 and 4 body slams on. I think we're going to be surprised. I have Knoxville going over, by the way.
I have Knoxville with help of all the other jackasses. I could see somehow he knocks him down and Knoxville goes for the pin and like 4 or 5 other guys jump on top of him.
Yeah, yeah. I go with Johnny Knoxville too because I think it makes the most sense in regards to, I didn't even think about how he goes over. I think looking at it, since he is the outsider, quote unquote, you know, promoting this movie, I think you have to put him over. So,
well, and plus he gives Sammy something to complain about,
right?
Which is what Sammy does,
right? And
conspiracies against him,
absolutely.
It took 4 of them to beat me,
including Preston Lacey. Anyways, sounds is he like still around?
Yeah, that sounds like a porn name, doesn't
Preston
it?
Lacey.
Yeah,
that sounds like a porn name.
Yeah. Does it? I don't think so, but.
I wouldn't have thought Shawn Michaels is a porn name, but it's a porn name.
Well,
how about his?
No.
Somebody else's.
How about Jack Sexton?
Sexton Hardcastle.
Ah! Speaking of Sexton Hardcastle.
Once again, podcast journalist extraordinaire with the segue.
He is cooler and smoother than the other side of the pillow.
All right, let's talk about Edge versus AJ Styles. Man, I think this is going to be a great match. This, I know I said Lesnar and Reigns might be match of the weekend. I think this could be match of the weekend. I've liked the build. I've enjoyed it. I still think AJ Styles goes over because I think that makes the most sense. It's a great way to elevate him to doing something else. He's beaten the legend. He's beaten his tormentor, Edge. I'm looking forward to this match a lot.
I think AJ gets over. How close to the end of the road are we with Edge?
I don't think it's time to call Boys to Men yet to have him sing that song. I know that. I think Edge is happy with where he's at. He's happy with the part-time schedule. I can show up and do a couple promos. than I wrestle four times, five times a year. I think he's happy with that. He's happy where he's at with it. And I think he's going to be good until, you know, for a little bit. But I agree. I think AJ Styles go. I think this is good for AJ Styles because he was stuck in the tag team and he was, he hasn't been able to be AJ Styles.
Right.
So I think this is a way to get that boost again. And if I'm not mistaken, he just resigned, I heard, or something.
I believe he did. Yes.
So him and Kevin Owens and a few guys they thought for sure was going to ride it out and go to the land of everywhere else, everybody else. So yeah, I'm taking AJ as well. Are we all agreeing
on that? Yeah, we are.
Nice.
All right, let's talk about a couple of other rumored matches. We already mentioned one that I was unaware of, and that was, of course, Bobby Lashley and Omos. Seth Rollins, he's going to be at WrestleMania. Who does he wrestle?
Come on.
I mean, I think everybody knows that it's going to be Cody Rhodes.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I think that listen, a week ago I would have said 99% it's going to be Cody Rhodes. I'm having some doubt creep in, and I'm thinking that that's down a little bit. I'm thinking there could be maybe a 90% chance that it's Cody Rhodes and 10% chance it's somebody else.
Who's the somebody else?
How many people have they released in the last 6 months to a year?
It's going to be Braun Breaker.
Could be Braun Strowman. I mean, Bray Wyatt. I mean, they've let so many people go.
Then on the hush-hush, maybe they've re-signed somebody, and that's how they make a big surprise.
And then Cody shows up Monday after Mania?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the big Monday after Mania surprise?
I think. I mean,
I think sense. Either way, Rollins loses.
Oh, yeah. It makes no difference. Yeah, absolutely. I think that is 100% happening. I mean, if it's Cody, you got to put Cody over. Why? I mean, that makes no sense not to. And if it's somebody else, yeah, I think the big surprise factor could be the reason why he lost. I wasn't prepared for X, Y, or Z.
I would love to see Bray Wyatt come back in this capacity.
I would, too.
Could you like all the lights just going out and then lights come back on? He's in the ring.
Yeah.
Be the biggest pop of the weekend.
Oh, it would be amazing. There's also supposedly going to be a women's battle royal that is rumored to be happening. Maybe I presume probably
on during a one of the pre-shows.
Yeah. But my question is
why?
Who's left? Yeah.
I mean, you've thrown all the pictures on the dartboard.
Right. For the tag match. So who do you have?
Where's the 24/7 title?
True. I mean, you have Dana Brooke that could be in the Women's Battle Royal. You have Nikki A.S.H., Aaliyah. Who else?
I like Aaliyah a lot.
Who else? And also,
Shotzi,
there you go. Okay.
Kylie.
Who?
X.I.A.
Oh, Zia Lee. Yeah, Zia Lee.
Once again, broadcast journalist extraordinaire.
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, where's she at? She just wrestled in overseas.
Right. Yeah. That's a good question.
Asuka.
If she would be cleared. Bayley. If she's ready to go, which all indications point yes.
What's her name that left because she was pregnant? Military.
Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans. You can pull up a couple of young ladies from NXT, like Raquel Gonzalez or Gigi Godolin or... What's the other one's name in Toxic Revolution or whatever their names are?
They don't have names to me.
Oh. Well, and then, of course, we also have Ricochet to defend the Intercontinental Belt. I believe he's taking on Los Lotharios, and that will be on
SmackDown. Once again, another Mania where the Intercontinental title is not freaking defended.
Nor the U.S. title.
Exactly.
I've got Finn and Damian Priest on my sheet.
Oh, well, maybe that is something I overlooked as well.
Because there's maybe too many matches?
Yeah, true. So would that be another SmackDown? Well, no, because U.S. title's on Raw. So maybe that's a pre-show match.
Would it work if they did all of the Raw matches on one day and SmackDown on the other?
No, I like the variety, personally. So I wouldn't go for that, Joey.
Much like when I'm viewing illicit videos on the internet, I like a variety as well. Almost like the 57 flavors or whatever it is.
31 flavors.
Oh, there's more. And my palate is larger than 31.
How large is Christopher Walken's palate?
Hey, you know, palate. It's large. So large. I don't know. That's how I picture him yelling it. I don't know.
All right. Do we want to real quickly talk about the Hall of Fame?
Let's talk about that. And I don't know if you want to talk about NXT at all. At least a couple matches on there. All
right. Well, let's talk about the Hall of Fame. Obviously, we know the big name that's going in is The Undertaker, being put in, of course, by Vince McMahon. I am somewhat surprised that Vince McMahon is going to put him in. I would have thought that they would have done like Kane, you know, or Austin since he was going to be there.
Or a hologram of Paul Bearer.
Oh, yes! You don't get a whole lot of Percy Pringle nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, you've already mentioned him. Vader going in.
Did you hear what Nikki Bella said?
No.
She's... Okay, I can't say the R word in 2022, but she's as close to the freaking R word that there is, because she said, I can't wait to hear Vader go into the Hall of Fame, because I just love hearing those older guys talk about what they did back in their day. He's dead! It's posthumous! This idiot thinks that Vader's going to be there! Were they going to reanimate his corpse? Yeah, it's been all around the internet. It's pretty funny because she's an idiot.
Okay, well, all right.
But I wish this would have happened when he was alive because it's, you know, Vader's always been one of my favorite wrestlers. We've had a special moment with Big Van Vader.
We have.
And, you know, I'm happy. I'm ecstatic he's finally going in.
Yes.
I just hate.
Well-deserved.
Beyond well-deserved. His WWE run was okay, but the rest of his resume was amazing.
Yep.
So I'm personally excited to see how Leon gets inducted.
Rand, you have any comments?
He actually had a recurring character on the TV show Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Where
he
was one of the friend's dad, and he was actually a wrestler, and he did things.
Yeah, Bruce Pritchard was part of the writing of that.
Mm-hmm. How about Charmel going into the WWE Hall of Fame?
I feel like there was other options here.
Yeah, I agree. And
not that I'm knocking Charmel. No, same, and people were like, oh, Queen Charmel was a pretty big deal there for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Former Nitro girl.
Yep.
She Paisley, right? She had her run as Paisley. It's like, so she's been around the business. Is it Hall of Fame worthy? I think we could set and debate that.
Yeah, I agree.
But with Booker and taking an African-American, making him king, like, that was a really big deal, in my opinion, for
and
doing
also,
that.
And also a big and, deal because it was WCW. He was the only one in WCW
but
when that
he was,
got.
But for WWE to take what they did to him, I talked to a couple of my friends that are African-American. And, you know, one of the things they always talk about when we talk wrestling is the one of the guys they're always inspired by is Booker. Because Booker broke down a lot of barriers. And I think when you put Charmel, she was such a big part of that. Mm-hmm. Not only on the screen, but behind the scenes. Like, Booker praises for her for his supportive as she's been and stuff like that. Once again, Hall of Fame worthy? There's some big, but I think it's a nice choice.
There are plenty of people in the Hall of Fame who shouldn't be. And I'm going to say, Coco Beware.
Coco Beware. He's in the Hall of Fame and... Yeah.
But if you think about, so Coco's a whole other argument. I can argue back and forth too. What he did in, was it World Class? That's where he was at before?
He was at Mid-South. Predominantly. Mid-South of Memphis.
The bloodthirsty heel that he was then.
Yeah.
Compared, let's bring him up north. Let's put a parrot on him, call it Frankie, and paint his hair blue. The dude did it, and he pulled it off well.
Yeah.
So I can see both sides with him. Is Victoria in?
Great question.
I don't think so.
I don't think she is.
I don't think she's on good terms.
She is in the TNA Hall of Fame, I believe.
We just looked at her picture. That she had a nice run in TNA. And her husband's a famous chef.
Gail Kim.
She in?
No. Nor should, will she ever.
But should she be in?
Oh, yeah.
So, another one that just wrestled in the Royal Rumble.
Who was that?
Mickie James.
Oh, yeah.
She should be in.
Should be.
So I think, well, we said, oh, yeah, there's these other. But I think when you look at the big picture with Charmel, I'm down with it.
Yeah. You know, and Rand, you said the best thing. There's people in that Hall of Fame that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
And by all means, Charmel is more deserving than some of those individuals to be in there. So.
And there's people that should. Is Rick Rude in yet?
No.
Why
Demolition is not.
Why not?
I don't know.
Kurt Hennig?
Yes.
Kurt Hennig is in. Okay. Yes. Yes.
And now, which comes back to, did we ever think the Steiners would be in?
No.
No, I didn't either. But obviously, I think with Sun being in NXT, that
But it's well-deserving.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a great tag team that was.
Damn, they were an amazing tag team.
Early on, the Frankensteiner was something that...
Well, he invented Hurricane Rana.
Where did that come from? Yeah. Right. That was massive.
Not to mention the Steiner screwdriver, which I think only people took because...
Devastating.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, the Warrior Award is going to Shad Gaspar. Post-mortem, obviously, for all of his works in the community, which... That's nice. I'm glad to see... He get a little bit of recognition, especially as tragic as his life came to an end.
Saving somebody's life is
honorable,
above noble.
Yes. All right. Well, Joe, you wanted to discuss NXT real quick, which is happening, of course, Saturday at 1 p.m. Before WrestleMania kicks off. I gotta be honest. I have not enjoyed the product of NXT in a while. I really haven't.
Since the rebranding.
I have been very spotty.
Has it grown on you at all?
No, it has not grown on me.
Okay.
I got to be honest. The only three people I care about, Bron Breakker, Nikita Lyons, and Malcolm Bivens. The rest of the roster, I could care less about them.
I mean, that's interesting.
Do you like what they're doing with Dolph going down and taking the title?
Well, I did. I did like that. But here's my problem with that, is that then when Dolph is on Raw, he's the NXT champion, but he ends up jobbing out all the time. So... I mean, right? I mean, what's the point?
I can see that. I can see that.
I mean, they just jobbed out Robert Roode down there last week on NXT. He's a former NXT champion, had a pretty lengthy run.
I agree.
And he got jobbed out.
It was glorious.
What, his job? Or, anyways.
His title reign.
Yes, it was glorious. I mean, so...
I'm not here to be Captain Save a NXT Ho. What? Listen... Okay. It's not as good. We know that.
No.
You know, so all these changes, but I sat down and watched it the other night. I feel like they're doing what they're supposed to do, what they set out, what they want to do with NXT, build new stars. They lost that vision by bringing in all these indie darlings that Weapon X jerks off to, and the Justin Dortch, I don't want to know what he does to those pictures and videos.
Wait a minute. These comments are the comments only of DJ Joey Blaze and do not reflect the management of
but
the
I'm pointing to him.
Of the PVD cast.
But they're there to build new talent. They're not there they're not there to shine the indie stars. So I think what they want to do is they want to revert back, and you're going to see some, man, that match wasn't as good because we were spoiled. We were spoiled by a lot of solid hands coming through. But what that's there for, and what Vince wants it for, is that's not even the Clippers. That's not even what's the team double the Rubber A. Ducks. And then what they're called in Akron now?
Yes, yeah. The Rubber Ducks.
It's somewhere between single A and double A. We got spoiled, and NXT got elevated all the way to the third brand, and that's not what they envisioned. They wanted NXT to be that. So they've taken it down a couple notches and they're building stars. I'm enjoying how they're building Bron Breakker. They're giving Ciampa a great send-off to be brought up to the main roster with his feud with the Guido, whatever he is.
Tony D'Angelo, I believe.
Tony Diego, whatever his name is, Diego. Like, all these new guys, like the son of the Minnesota Wrecking Crew, the Beverly Brothers kid, they're building him with,
Von Wagner and... Shoot.
So they're taking time to make their stars.
Is it Josh Briggs? No, Josh Briggs is teaming with somebody else. I can't remember who.
They gave Briggs a gimmick. Briggs hasn't had a gimmick, really. And then they put him, they give him this hillbilly gimmick. And it's actually kind of, I'm entertained by it.
Okay.
They got the farmer's daughter type with them. You know, they're just taking it back, but they're building guys to where now they can take them and they can put their own branding on them when they bring them up to NXT. Before, you brought Kevin Owens up, he has to be Kevin Owens. Before, you brought so-and-so up, he has to be so-and-so. And they said, we don't want to do that. We want to bring up Adam Cole, but we want to shave his head and cut his hair and make him a manager of Keith Lee. And I think once they saw that they can't do stuff like that, that's why they've gone to this feeder system, and they're doing what they want to do.
They ruined Karrion Kross, didn't they?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that was, but that, but let's, so let's say you take Joe Smith that you just, that you made the star down there in NXT that nobody really cares about. You bring him on there and put him, give him that gimmick. Okay. It's a little bit different. You're pissed at that, what they did to him. They're pissed at what they called Keith Lee Bearcat. You couldn't, you can't rebrand these guys in the WWE, but now that they're building talent, their own talent, you can rebrand them.
Okay.
Do you think it should still be a TV show or just a developmental league?
I think it should be a television show.
Can it be both?
Yes, it can be done both. But I just, my thing is, and again, you know what, Joey, I'll be honest with you. You've made me kind of second guess that maybe I should give NXT a better chance, if you will, or another chance, I should
because,
say.
Because, like I said, you don't, we go into this thinking of NXT. Goldbrand's gone.
Right, right.
That thing is way gone. Triple H has nothing to do with it anymore. That shit's out the door. So, like I said, they're building new talent. So I think you're going to see them go back to those old vignettes. Slowly do that too when they bring in new talent.
Well, that would be great.
Do that now with these guys. You can do that with these athletes that you sign from the NFL or from track and field. Or you can't do that with Adam Cole.
I think they've been a lot more successful with the women than they have the men.
I will agree with that too. But here's my bottom line, though.
Nikita.
Here's my thing.
We know Johnny like that.
I do. Nikita Lyons is one sexy dame. I'm not lying on that one. But boom. I'm just saying that my problem is too that I think you need to find these athletes that actually do also love wrestling. Because I feel like, and Happy Corbin's a fine example of it. Here's a guy that doesn't know anything about wrestling, didn't give a shit about knowing anything about wrestling, and they put him through NXT and then brought him up to the main roster. I'm fine if you're a great football standout and you at least have the passion that you want to be in wrestling. Not just, hey, I'm a pro football player. I don't know what else I'm going to do. Now my career's over. I'll try wrestling.
But I think that they're doing that. Like, they took, and we hate Happy Corbin. We've all agreed. We don't like Happy Corbin.
Correct.
They took a guy like that that's a former NFL player, and they've created a guy, and just because we don't like him doesn't mean he's not a star. They don't want just one here, one there. I think they want to create, I hate to use the term new generation, but there needs to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, good
and
point.
I think there's a market. Now, you got, okay, if you guys want these guys down there in AEW, you can have them. We're doing our own thing. And is it right? Is it wrong? Who am I to question? Mm.
You know? The fact that we have an opinion about Happy or Baron Corbin means he's doing his job.
Right.
Okay.
And just like the guy they're calling Baby Lesnar down there, God, they gave him a poor gimmick. He's like Nails 2.0. But that allows him to take Miss Bordeaux or whatever his name is. Now they can take him. He can do that. He has a guy with Lacey, Joe Lacey, that can be a voice for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they can take their time and build them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have pressure where they have a Samoa Joe down there that we need to get to the main roster, but we want to call him Tonga Kid Jr. or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which would never pay off, but they like to do stuff like that, so it allows them to do their own thing. I don't know. Just how I've been looking at it lately.
Well, I'm being serious. You've actually opened my eyes, and maybe I should give it another chance and be a little more open-minded, because I think you're absolutely right. At one point, I was the biggest mark for NXT, but that was the old NXT, and we're not getting that. So,
dude, I loved it too.
I know.
But if you think about the early part of it, we saw the Adam Coles, Kevin Owens, we saw those guys come through, but you know what? We had the guys that were indie guys that they didn't really have, like Harwood, Dax Harwood, and Cash Wheeler.
Yeah.
They brought them through and made them stars, like Enzo Amore. Mm-hmm. And Cass. I know. Oh my God. We don't. Those motherfuckers drew money, dude. So that's how I. So when we look at the early NXT, which I loved the others as it evolved, you know, they were able to do that with some guys that, you know, we weren't hip, that weren't on the radar. And, you know, and I think it's great opportunity for somebody, let's say, kind of close to home, let's say a Joshua Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Great look. You know, I think he's a pretty decent wrestler, right? Well, get him now before he goes on this indie run. Get a young guy like that. Get him down there. And they can have their way with him in a few years.
He could be Duke the Dumpster Drosy Jr.
Who gives a shit? He could do that. He could make $2 million
a year. I know. Right? I was just needling
it. It's sports entertainment.
Right.
Gotcha. You know? So.
All right. Well, we're going way long here. So, gentlemen, let's wrap it up. Rand, where can folks find you on the internet?
In real life, I'll be in Florida. My first vacation.
That's what he's looking forward to, folks.
Suntan lotion me up. On Twitter, at Rand Dittmar.
Isn't every day a vacation when you live in the Golden Ghetto?
It's pretty damn sweet.
I figured it. So you can find me a couple different ways. Obviously on Twitter at DJ Joey Blaze. You can find me on Whatnot and Instagram, where I like to sell like retro toys, cards. I want to see what you guys have out there at Remix Collectibles. We'll be doing the toy show in Lebanon on Saturday. Average Joe's toy show. Ringside says they're going to make an appearance down there.
Yes.
That says Ed McMahon. Yes, sir. Yes. You are correct.
You are correct.
Budweiser.
Yes.
Hey-o. Anyway. You can check us out. Average Joe's toy show. Myself, Widget 81 will be down there, a.k.a. Bridget. So, yeah, you can find us down there, too.
All right. Cool, guys. Well, we'll do it again next week and see what did we get right and wrong in our predictions and whatnot. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with the pro wrestling pundits talking about WrestleMania. And we made some predictions. We'll see if they come true. And guaranteed next week we'll be back on the PVD cast going over those predictions and talking about what we liked and didn't like about the event and a whole lot more. So that's something to look forward to. But in the meantime, if you want to get in touch with me and let me know if you agree or disagree with what we've discussed, there's a couple different ways you can do that. First, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just search for at PVDcast. And if you want to email me, you can do that too. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. And let me remind you of all the different places you can hear the PVDcast. First of all, PVDcast.com, online home of yours truly. That's a great place to start. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets. All you have to do is put PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And here's the most important thing. If you listen to an episode of the PVDcast, you gotta rate it, you gotta review it. It helps me out in the algorithm. You can give me whatever rating you think I deserve. Hopefully, it's top of the line, it's 5 out of 5, but again, whatever. Just, I need you to rate and review. Again, it's super important for every podcaster to make sure that those outlets are collecting data on the listens to their podcast, helps move them up the charts. So please, one more time, rate and review if you listen. And you know what? Also subscribe, because then you'll never miss an episode of the PVDcast. Every Monday night, I do a Facebook broadcast featuring the week's episode. And so if you want to check it out, you don't want to download anything, or whatever your excuse is, you can check out the Facebook page and you can hear 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every single Monday, the episode of the PVDcast for the week. And a lot of times I kind of hang out and monitor things. And if people have questions or comments, I interact with them. So it's a lot of fun. You should definitely check it out again every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the PVDcast Facebook page. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you one more time for checking out this episode, and I shall chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy.
following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC. Copyright 2022.